Intense missile test. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The South Korean military says North Korea fired at least 8 missiles.
Test is now the 18th of this year from the Hermit Kingdom. This comes as the U.S. wrapped up a 3-day joint military exercise with South Korea.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A retired Wisconsin judge was found zip-tied to a chair and shot to death in his home. Police say Juneau County Judge John Romer was targeted and his alleged killer appears to have had a hit list. The list includes Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The gunman is in critical condition with what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Border Patrol agents at the southern border continue to get overwhelmed by migrants. Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter told Fox and Friends about his recent trip to the border.
Still overcrowding. Still, the Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed. One of them described it as being like working with a bucket in front of a fire hydrant. Don't send me more buckets. Turn off the tap. That's what needs to happen. But instead, the Biden administration, they are just enabling this by essentially ignoring the situation.
This comes as the Biden administration attempts to end Title 42, which was halted by a federal judge. That is the measure that allows asylum seekers to be kept on the other side of the border due to health concerns created by the pandemic. Parts of South Florida getting a month's worth of rain in a day. Robert Garcia is the lead forecaster at the Miami office of the National Weather Service.
We have seen between, in some areas, almost up to 8 inches of rain.
The storm system is now in the Atlantic, where it could regain tropical storm status. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro is indicted for rejecting subpoenas by the January 6th committee.
Navarro has taken issue with the why and how of his arrest. He says that FBI agents allowed him to go to the airport on Friday and waited until he tried to board a plane to Nashville before putting him in handcuffs. That afternoon, the former Trump advisor had his first court appearance after a federal grand jury indicted him on criminal contempt of Congress. He refuses to comply with the January 6th committee subpoena, claiming that since he worked at the Trump White House, executive privilege applies to him and that he's exempt from having to appear before the committee. In an interview with Fox News, Navarro called possible prosecution of him, quote, domestic terrorism.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. President Biden and the First Lady were evacuated briefly from their Rehoboth Beach home in Delaware after a small plane entered restricted airspace. The Secret Service says the plane was escorted out after mistakenly entering a secured area. A Russian spy accused of poisoning a former colleague turned British citizen has himself died.
The agent who passed away is Dmitry Kovtun. His death at age 57 blamed on COVID. UK authorities say that in 2006, Kovtun and another Russian had tea in London with former KGB spy turned defector Alexander Litvinenko, who had exposed corruption in Russian intelligence. The two Russians were accused of spiking Litvinenko's tea with the deadly isotope polonium-210. The two men denied involvement in the death, as did the Kremlin. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The woman whose baby face has been printed on Gerber baby food since 1931 has died. The company announced Ann Turner Cook's passing at the age of 95. Cook was 5 months old when a charcoal sketch of her won a contest for the Gerber food marketing campaign. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.